It's shaping up to be a pretty nice spring week across the area. I know we had that little summer preview last week with heat and humidity across the region. We also had some hefty thunderstorms to wrap up that warm weather. And now we have returned to more typical weather for this time of year, at least what we would expect and what many of us like during the month of May. It's been a bit of a mix in terms of the cloud coverage this afternoon. Some spots have been in tons of sun. Other areas have been rather gray. There's a deck of clouds that is working through, so it's a bit of a case of the haves and have-nots in terms of sunshine across our area through the late day hours. The clouds, though, will tend to break up and move out of the region as we head into tonight. So it looks to be a pleasant night, a mainly clear to partly cloudy night. Now, I say pleasant, but it will be on the cool side, so if you perhaps have the windows open today, you may want to close the windows before you go to bed. In fact, it'll be cold enough for some areas of frost to form north of the capital region tonight, so that's something to keep in mind if you do have plants already going. You'll need to cover them up or bring them in for the night. Lows drop off into the 30s and 40s, and in around the capital region, we should be in the low 40s tonight with those cooler conditions north and west of the Albany area. The nice weather goes on into the day tomorrow. We're looking for plenty of sunshine, and, you know, a lot of us, as I mentioned, were a little unhappy maybe with that big surge in temperature last week. Well, it's going to be a much more pleasant feel coming up during the day tomorrow. Temperatures will only be around 70, which is really quite pleasant, quite comfortable. So be sure to spend some time outside tomorrow. Keep in mind, though, that you'll need the sunglasses, but also don't forget about sunscreen. The sun angle is quite high this time of year, and you can get what I like to call a sneaky sunburn because it's not especially hot, but really the ability to burn has nothing to do with what the temperature is. It has everything to do with the sun angle. So we're looking for a bright day tomorrow. And it's going to be the same deal again on Wednesday. So plenty of sunscreen again. Temperatures will be into the 70s. We will see some clouds on Thursday with the approach of our next system. There may be some showers as well with highs right around 70. But that system on Thursday doesn't look to be particularly stormy. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, low in the 30s to low 40s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, lows in the 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 70 to 75. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, low in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 70 to 75. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny and mild, with highs in the 70s. Then on Thursday, increasing clouds with an increasing chance of showers as we go through the day. Still fairly mild, though, with highs in the 60s to near 70. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.